episode 839, It Takes a Moment.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I cannot believe it's Friday. I don't know about you, but it has been a really long week. I am so excited, though, that you are here. That means what? You're tuning in to who God wants you to be. You're ready to create your now. And that just warms my heart and fills me with joy. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I told you it was a long week, and it has been. In fact, I think I've lost a little bit of my voice. I don't really know why. I know I'm a little bit tired. I've had longer extended periods of days, meaning that my nights have gone longer and I've gotten less sleep, but it takes a moment. You see, it's confession day and it's all about being real and raw. So we're going to get into it takes a moment. Life can get in the way of living. Think about that. Life can get in the way of you living, and what matters most fades away. But it takes a moment, just a moment to create memories, a moment to strengthen your bond, a moment to build a relationship. It takes a moment. So how are you spending your moments? Well, as I said before, it's confession day, and our family has had really a jam-packed week between the children's activities, homework, major big projects, finals, performances, and then on top of that, the quote-unquote adult responsibilities of prepping the house for spring. This week's tone has been hitting the grindstone. It's how much more can we jam into our day? How much more can we get done? Even with my mom in town. Oh yeah, she was on the same tone too. She was hitting the grindstone with us. Last night was a really, really late night. In fact, I didn't go to bed until early this morning, and I got very little sleep, and I really try not to do that very often, but sometimes life happens, and it happened for me, and I had to get through it. I just had to be done. I didn't have much of a choice, but what happened before those early morning hours came, there was a little bit of a break, and I was still working, and you know, my husband had just began to settle down and the kids were kind of beginning to settle down. My night was still going to continue, but theirs was coming to a close. And one of my sons came in and daddy asked him, son, are you done with your project yet? And he happily responded, yes. But what happened next was the kicker. Great, daddy said. How about a few minutes with me? I need my Noah time. I just paused. I stopped everything that I was doing. I didn't acknowledge what was going on, the situation at hand, because it was a moment for them, but it was a special moment. This moment of you matter. This moment as I need you in my life more than all this other stuff that, yes, we are responsible for. Yes, we have to get done. Somehow it is, but you matter most. Even though we were exhausted from those that extended long day, it just took that moment to say, you matter. What are you leaving behind in your day? Because you let so many other things that seem important at the time distract you. It's unfortunate, but it's our relationships. Your husband. You wonder why marriages suffer nowadays. Why do we have problems with kids acting out? Well, because we have all this stuff to do. Do we really have all this stuff to do? What's really important? Can we begin to start including those that we love in our stuff that we do? I mean, I know we can't always take them to work. It would be nice. I remember when I was working out in the corporate world, and in fact, this happened just this week, where you had take your daughter or son to work day. And it's awesome. I love that. But we need to be proactive in making our relationships a part of our lives and not kind of segregating them and saying, I'm going to fit you into this box. And when I have time, however I define that time, then I will fit you back into my life. But if my responsibilities take over and I have to get all this stuff done and I have really late nights, well, you know what? I can't give you the attention that you need or the attention that you deserve. You were created for a relationship. Multiple, many relationships. The first one is to God. The others are who God brings into your life. The vows that you spoke to a particular loved one that you sleep next to every single night. Do you really know who that is? What are you leaving behind in your day? Because it's our relationships. So back to the story where Daddy was telling his son, my son, hey, I want you to spend some time with me. You matter. I know it's late and I'm exhausted and I've got to get up really, really early because I've got to travel to my work, which is an hour away tomorrow. But you matter enough to me that I'm willing to lose a little more sleep to have my Noah time. How much are you willing to sacrifice for the ones you love? God sacrificed his son. It's confession day. Be honest with yourself. Are you finding yourself as an entrepreneur, as a mompreneur, as someone who's on the cutting edge going, oh, but I've got this great thing. And if I just put in this much more time and this much more time, what is suffering in the end? You see, God wants you to succeed. He wants you to have success, but not on the count of those he has brought into your life. And we need to stop long enough and realize that. I don't have it down perfect. That moment last night reminded me, you matter. Those that you love matter. So what do you do? How do you begin to not leave the ones that you love behind? It takes a moment to make a moment. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Make a moment. Make a moment. Daddy last night created a moment with his son. It was a moment, which honestly it did. It lasted about 13 to 15 minutes. It wasn't very long. But I think about even not just a father and son relationship, but I look at a husband and wife relationship. And we think about intimacy and how much time we spend together. And I'm not just talking about sexual intimacy. I'm talking about a kiss. And not just a brief one that means nothing, really, because you're doing it out of habit every single morning. But you're in bed and you're just holding each other's hands. Or you're wrapped in your lover's arms and he's holding you tight. Make a moment. You don't have to put a definition and put them in this box that says, well, if I don't have more than 5 minutes of available energy for you, I can't give it any at all. But that's not what it's about. It takes a moment to make a moment. Number one, make time for those you love. They're the only things that you will take from this earth are your relationships. So begin to treat them that they matter. Because I know for me, it's easy to what? We take them for granted. That's ultimately what it is. Oh, you'll be there tomorrow, or you'll be there here. I just heard on the news. You know, you get those news flashes, you have them on your phone, talk about distractions. And these news flashes come in to me, and the ones that break my heart, that I stop for just, it's a few seconds. But the one that says somebody killed in or somebody murdered or some life taken. And I look at that and I'm like, that's somebody's husband or wife or son or daughter, aunt or uncle, cousin, sister or brother. It's a child of God. They matter. Did we kind of flippantly maybe say that morning, oh, well, we'll have time later, as, you know, we're just hurriedly running our own directions? This is not about pointing fingers, but this is about drawing out what we need to be doing. It takes a moment to make a moment. Make time for those you love. Number two, make an effort. Yeah. You go to work, you have a job to do. That means you put forth effort. Your relationship, guess what, is a job. You must put forth effort. You must work at it. It's not going to happen, because if you don't do anything about it, it's going to fall. It's going to break apart. Make an effort to include the ones you love in your grindstone day, because I know we do it. If you have little ones that are running around, oh my goodness, I remember those days. I was a crazy mom that had five little kids holding and hanging all over her. Remember, I was the breastfeeding mom too, and then so they were really sometimes hanging on me. I know I'm painting this horrible picture, aren't I? But the thing is that when my hubby came home and he wanted those moments with me, did I always make time for him? The answer to that is no. I was tired. I was beat up. But what if 5-10 minutes mattered in the long scheme of things? The bigger picture, it wouldn't have. You make an effort. That requires work from you. Include them in your grindstone day. And number three, make a moment. You don't have to define, you don't have to put parameters around. If you don't fit into this particular, I can't do it. You're not worth that much. Those 10 seconds might be the last 10 seconds that you have with that person. Now, I don't want to get all, you know, kind of weird and morbid and stuff like that here, but I want you to think about how much you matter, how much your loved ones in your life matter than the grindstone of your day, because that's how God sees you. So it's about time that we see the people that we love the way God sees us. It takes a moment to make a moment. It doesn't require money. It requires your heart. If I can do anything to help, I mean, I know sometimes we're just running ourselves ragged and we don't know because we're in it. When you're in the muck and yuck of your days, you can't always see things. It's cloudy. You know, have you ever washed a window or a glass table with like a Windex product? You know, those blue color products and things like that. I know people, I get it. If you're that organic person, you're like, oh, don't use that stuff. I know, but whatever you're cleaning your tables with, you know, nothing's better than steam cleaning those windows. I'm just saying. And it does an amazing job. But none of us, what, take the time to do it. We don't make an effort to make the moment, to make it all count. But the thing is, we're talking about relationships here. And sometimes when we are in that stuff, what happens when we use things that we're not supposed to? You look at the glass, it's kind of cloudy, right? You can't see. If I can do anything to help, click on the link, take aim. And let's set up a free coaching call with just you and me. It's private. That little form that pops up comes right to me. That begins our conversation. We'll set up a time. I would love to walk beside you and help you and help make things a little less cloudy. When you live, you love. Remember, it doesn't require money. It requires your heart. Go out today. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. And remember, you matter. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.